Do you want to be a great physical therapist or physical therapist assistant? Of course you do. You want to help your patients. Where do you want to do it? Well, that's personal to you. Let your PT or PTA license take you where you want to go. Travel physical therapy positions in all 50 states and DC in all settings. Where? AUREUSmedical.com. That's AUREUSmedical.com. Go there and pick out what's important to you. Let your license take your career where you want it to go. Aureus Medical Staffing. AUREUSmedical.com.
I absolutely love
you. I love you, love you, love you.
It's awesome.
All right, we are live. Welcome to PT Pintcast, a podcast that saves physical therapists from missing out on amazing insight, remarkable ideas, and motivational stories. Excited to have you here. They say the best conversations happen at happy hour. Well, welcome to ours. I'm Jimmy McKay. I'm your host, broadcasting live here from the Aureus Medical Studios, also known as my living room. Find them at AUREUSmedical.com. They're leaders in travel PT. Let you do what you want to do, which is be a great PT or PTA, and let you do it where you want to do it. Positions in all 50 states. And this is one of the frequently asked questions. Well, it's outpatient ortho. I don't want to do outpatient ortho. You don't have to. They've got positions in all settings in all locations. So all 50 states, and I got yelled at once because I didn't mention DC. I'm sorry. It's not a state. It's a district. I get it. Yes, you can do it in DC as well. So AUREUSmedical.com. That's the website. Again, subscribe to the show on iTunes, Spotify, Google Podcasts. This way you never miss out on an episode, right? Download so you can binge. And video casting, YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter on the socials at PT Pintcast. Doing something a little bit different. Let's get the funky music here. Let's bring in producer Juliet, producer Bridget. Ladies, welcome to the show.
Hey.
We bring you in. You guys are normally behind the scenes, as you are now, except now you're on camera. But we've got something different going on this Saturday, and now we're doing something different by starting the show off and bringing you ladies in. Saturday, we're going live with the, pause for dramatic effect, Ohio State University. They've got their annual Theraball event, which is normally in person, but COVID. So now we're flipping it to a virtual event, but we're doing a live 90-minute show for their Theraball event, which normally will benefit the Foundation for PT Research this year, which is the largest organization that funds scholarships and research in PT. And this is a full-scale production because you guys are doing a ton of work behind the scenes. Bridget, you're editing a ton of video and transitions and little things that are going to go on the screen because you can't just do a boring Zoom meeting for 90 minutes, and that's not what this is going to be. We've got some guests coming in the show. We're going to lead off with, I don't want to give too much away, but John Buford, who's the chair, is also going to be playing drums. That's all I'm going to say. I'm not saying what he's going to do or what he's going to be doing. He's going to be doing that. Juliet, we're going to have pub trivia as well, because just watching something on Facebook, like, that's cool and everything, but we like to promote interactivity like this show. You can drop comments or questions. We bring them on the screen. We've got something interactive that you're working on as well for Theraball. What is that?
Yeah, I'm just making questions, making some trivia that's PT, not PT, and having people interact and have a good time.
We're doing pub trivia, five rounds of pub trivia. So if you think you're smart, we got some questions that are going to make you bang your head against the wall.
Bring it, see if you know things.
I was looking at some of these. Although some of these are so hard, I've taken some of the quiz. I probably still screw up. I probably still will.
That's okay.
We've got your ability to text to donate, because, again, this is a fundraiser for The Ohio State University. We've got the students, Bridget. Talk about that. They're going to be playing one of my favorite game shows on TV when it was still on. It was Minute to Win It. They're going to be partaking in some Minute to Win It challenges throughout the show and doing some.
I just hope we get to see Cookie Face. That's what I want.
So the famous game was called Cookie Face on Minute to Win It. They're at Chase Kuhn, who's a student. He kind of took the lead on it. He called it Cranial Nerve 5. Excuse me, Cranial Nerve 7 test.
Okay.
Cookie
like
Face 7.
Because of all the weird faces that you make and all the.
Correct. So we were using Oreos to get from the center of your forehead all the way to your mouth hole. I like the fact that the Ohio State University students really were willing to put themselves out there and be goofy for their event. So, again, all benefits the Foundation for Physical Therapy Research. We need to make sure that now that you're excited, you want to check it out. Saturday, 7 o'clock, go on our socials, go on the Ohio State University PT socials. that's where you can follow it. So there's an event scheduled. You can find it on our socials. Click interested, click going, whatever, and we'll do that. So anything else you guys want to say about that? I'm excited because we've never done anything on this scale, 90 minutes with this many guests that we're going to have on the show, and it's benefiting a good cause for our profession. So I'm excited. You guys excited?
It's free. We want anyone to come. And
yeah, you can play that trivia and win prizes for free. So that's not too bad. What are you doing on a Saturday night during COVID? You know, jump on the phone, play a little trivia and, along with us, and maybe win some stuff. Yeah,
join us 7 p.m. on Saturday. Let's do it.
We go. Eastern. We got to make sure we say Eastern. 7 p.m. Eastern. All right, ladies. Thanks for coming in the studio. All right get out of here. We're going to start the show. Get out of here. All right. Let's bring in tonight's guest. Excited to talk about really stuff we've never really dabbled in tonight. Our guest tonight believes in humans and how cool the body and brain really can be. That's a great intro. Causing change and creating solutions to problems. Let's welcome tonight's guest, Jamie Moore, in the show.
Jamie, how you doing?
Jamie, welcome to the program, my man.
Man, excited to be here.
What's your superhero backstory for the audience? Oh, wait. Yeah. Tell us about, like, you know, where are you in your journey of PT? Because you can go in so many different directions in this dang profession.
Yes. So I am a performance physical therapist. I currently live and work in Dallas, Texas, for a well-known company called Exos. I've been practicing as a physical therapist now for 4 years. Before that, I was an athletic trainer, certified athletic trainer. So I've been in sports medicine for about 7 years now.
Right. Where'd you go to PT school?
Went to PT school at a small school in Connecticut called Quinnipiac University.
It's not that small. It's a good, we've done a live show out there.
They're yeah. Good. Great cool. People, great PT school. So I did both undergrad and grad, out there, enjoyed the Northeast. I'm from the Northeast. I'm from New York originally, Westchester County. And relocated out here to Texas about 2.5 years ago.
You know what? Do you miss the snow?
I do not miss the snow at all.
No, anybody worth. Yeah, that's great. That's awesome. Well, cool. I love the fact that you got that cool dual background. One of my closest roommates, closest friends at PT school, Trevor Stewart, was a dual, you know, PT student and was an athletic trainer. And just the stuff that he brought, like the base knowledge from an athletic trainer when we were first years in PT school, we were blown away. So whenever I find someone who's dual, I'm just like, oh, you've got a really, really cool mix. So Jamie, we get the hard stuff out of the way first. Hardest question is always first. What are we drinking tonight?
Drinking vodka soda, trying to keep the calories low.
You got to keep the calories low. So I found out you were doing that. I threw it in our famous, now being sold on our website, ptpintcast.com. I drink and I know things. Pint glass. Which
beautiful.
Favorite line from Game of Thrones, Tyrion Lannister. Yep. Drink and I know things. All right. So when you say performance physical therapist,
yep.
What's that mean? I think I know what that means. I don't want to assume.
Yeah. So I think there's a transition level when we talk about sports medicine or regular outpatient orthopedics, and then we go to performance. Fortunately, however you want to put it, I think that there is a line that we have to cross when we get into the elite level athlete. And to me, that's where performance comes into play. So being able to prepare any human being, but especially the elite level athlete, to perform at the highest level, that's what we do every day. That's what I love. That's what I do on a day-to-day basis, is being able to prepare people to perform at their peak, most optimal level possible, day in and day out.
Yeah. So you're working with some pretty high-level athletes, and I want to get into tonight's topic. I'm super excited. We're talking about, like, gearing up for – and I remember when this event, the combine hasn't been around forever. It's kind of like a new-ish thing, like within my lifetime. I'm 40. The NFL combine is a couple days long, right? It's 2 days?
Yeah. It's a week long, yeah.
Wow. All right. A week long. Shows you how much I know. I always just watch the highlights on ESPN. But really, it's essentially like a week-long Olympic Games that prospects are going to go through to hopefully move up, move down, or maybe be added to a draft board for an NFL team. This is your way to, if you didn't have the great reel, or you wanted to say, listen, I'm better physically than what you saw on tape or whatever, or hey, I'm better than that, the combine is the thing to do. So the NFL combine happens every single year. Let's talk about the events first, because everybody knows the 40, right? The 40-yard dash is on there.
The famous 40.
That's on there. There's bench press for reps.
Yes.
Well, how much is that? 225?
225 for reps, yes.
Got it. high jump, because you always see the, I mean, I love when they highlight the offensive lineman, like, he's like, you get a guy with who's an offensive lineman, doesn't look like it, but he's got hops.
Yes.
All right, so you got high jump, 40-yard dash, bench press for reps. What else is there? What am I missing?
You got the broad jump.
Broad jump. So that's standing. Just standing, how far can you jump?
How far can you jump out? And then there's the pro agility drills. So like the three cone, the L drill.
Right.
And that's it.
Wow.
And then position.
Position drill.
Specific,
right.
Yeah.
So there's throwing, there's route running, there's
all of it. Yeah.
When you're working with someone, first of all, with someone who's even invited to the combine, you don't just walk into this thing. You know they're a great athlete.
Yes.
So where do you start? I mean, you're not rehabilitating. This is the difference. You're getting them to their peak in a profession of people who are peaking, hopefully.
Yes.
Where do you start?
For us, right, I mean, it's crazy to think about, and it really is crazy. But like you said, so some people come to us, and, right, we have to rehabilitate certain things that are going on. Right. If we are lucky enough to get somebody that does not need true rehabilitation, we prepare them for the task at hand, which is oftentimes hard as a PT, but we have to think in a specific framework of what is going to be asked of these young men to be done at this day, right, this event. And so we have these list of things, and right, a 40-yard dash, that's a straight line, running in a straight line as fast as you can.
Yeah.
You know, so I think, as silly as it may sound, a lot of things are very basic in nature. But right, like, so restoring normal joint ranges of motion, making sure somebody has adequate ankle dorsiflexion, hip extension, knee extension, right? All those things are necessary to be able to perform at peak performance. So working on those things, then multi-directional skills, right? So making sure somebody has full three-dimensional range of motion in their hips, for example, through their trunk, being able to cross over, change directions rapidly. And the same would go for position work, right? Making sure some of these offensive linemen, defensive linemen can get down comfortably in a three-point stance and making sure it looks better than everybody else. So getting them as much range of motion as possible and owning as much of that range of motion as possible.
So, you know, the events. So I'm guessing, like any good PT, there's going to be an assessment. You're a great football player, but I need to know who I'm working with, right? Yeah. Treat what you see. You got to make sure you test something. So you're putting them through, I'm guessing, a pretty comprehensive evaluation.
Yes. So we're looking at, I mean, really we're looking at from a soft tissue perspective, we really take emphasis on active versus passive range of motion, which, as we learn, tells us a lot. So if somebody can use something or if somebody has something passively but can't use it actively, we know that that would be, right, like a motor control stability problem. And so really being able to tease out, I mean, through their entire body, right? Is there a shoulder issue? Is there a trunk issue? So going deep into their injury history, which anybody who watches college football, anybody who knows football, knows that there is an extensive injury history with almost every athlete, because we're talking all the way back from high school youth football. That one ankle injury that you may have had your junior year, or that hamstring strain you may have had your freshman year of college that you thought was irrelevant, may be playing a major role in some of your movement patterns and your movement faults, which is now our responsibility to go through with a fine-tooth comb and try to fix every single thing that we can find.
So the combine, they know whether they're going or not for a while. Yes. Not a shock. How long are you working with someone to get them ready? Like, I know not everything's typical, but about.
Right. Traditionally, we get somebody for about 8 weeks.
Oh, wow.
So they'll start training with us, training and getting our integrated services in the beginning of January. And then the NFL combine is usually the first weekend of March, last week of February. So we get like a full 8 weeks with them.
So now my next question, Jamie, you're a PT, you're an athletic trainer. We mentioned some of those events. Some of those events, I mean, you're training for 8 weeks, but they take 40-yard dash. You want it to take as short as possible, right? You want to be bench pressing as long as possible. How much does psychology play into it? Because, like, I can't imagine if you are an elite level professional football player standing on that line for that 40, what that's like. Having trained not just 8 weeks, your whole life for that. So
right.
PT, ATC, but like, how much are you working on psychology?
We do a lot. And, you know, I think what we actually don't realize is at the NFL Combine, when they stand on that line, they don't get their results. So we see their results pop up on ESPN.
No way.
Yeah, they don't actually know how fast they ran. So we have little, like, tricks of the trade, right? We'll, like, text somebody behind the scenes and let them know what their score was. So they'll quickly, in their, like, loop, go check their phone and see what their number is. But they don't even know. Yeah. So you think, right, this is the biggest interview of their lives.
Yes.
So just like all of us, we all freak out before interviews. It's the same way. And so there's a lot more to the NFL Combine than just the performance, right? They're getting drilled by teams. They're getting put into rooms and being asked questions about plays from their freshman year of college, pulled up on a screen and saying, what did you do wrong? Why did you do this?
Yeah, because psychology, the interview part and the name of that psychology is like a psychology test or a personality.
The Wonderlic.
Yeah, I knew it was something weird. They've got to take that, and they're looking for, and as you mentioned, imagine that, dude. You know, hey, you'd be playing football your whole life. Hey, it was third and 15, junior year of high school. You're 23, and you're like, when I was 17? Like, what are you talking?
How do you expect me to remember that?
Why'd you throw that pick? And you're like, I don't know. I don't know what I had for breakfast this morning. So that's got to be a really stressful week. Yes. Is there anything you guys do in terms of – you know, I'm imagining sleep because this is a week long event, sleep, huge recovery that you're preparing them with while they're going to this combine.
Yeah. And so our, we prepare them for the tasks. Right. And so I think what's really great, and as we can elaborate and look at athletes, right. So what I say all the time is, how do you get really good at making free throws? We got to take thousands of free throws. Right. So what we try to do is we try to replicate the activity as often as we can. So we're going to try to test and simulate that 40-yard dash on a very frequent level. Why? So that when they go to do it, they know the exact position they need to get in. Muscle memory is ready to go. You get into that position and you're ready to blaze. So I think for all of those, that's a huge mental piece, a huge mental component and a sports psych component, right? And so being prepared for the task at hand is huge. A lot of the other things is we try to coach people up and you try to help them understand that this is an interview, right? You're not there to have a good time. Like, you're not there to go market, hang with your friends, hang with your teammates. You're there to make the best impression of yourself. So if you have downtime, that time should be spent either in the treatment room, because we'll send a team, Exos will send a team to Indianapolis. So, right, go spend a time with our speed coaches, working on technique, going over things, preparing, practicing, or going to see one of the PTs working on additional skills and drills and things like that, or sleeping. And so we know one of the biggest things, right, making sure you're getting adequate sleep. And these, like I said, the NFL Combine is insane. It is nuts. So these guys get to their room at 1 o'clock in the morning, and then they're waking up at 6 o'clock the next day. So, right, what is that for optimal athletic performance? It's not. And how do they time their meals out? Are they staying hydrated? You know, those are all things that we try to emphasize and help them with. So making sure, right, they're hydrated. They have additional fluids as necessary in their backpacks, snack bags of, like, grapes and sandwiches and small little things, which go a long way, because you're going from interview to interview, event to event. Next thing you know, you're like, oh my God, it's 8 o'clock at night. I didn't eat dinner.
Wow.
Like, I haven't eaten a meal since breakfast. And so they are just snacking on things, trying to get through the day. And so just preparing them for the mental grit. And every athlete that goes, they say that is by far the hardest thing I've ever been through. And I don't ever want to do it again.
Wow. Yeah. You bring up a ton of stuff I had no idea about, because again, I watched the highlights on ESPN. Hey, check this dude out. How fast did he go in the 40?
Right.
He ran for a couple seconds, but dude was awake. Well, he got in his room at one, you know, got to his room at 1 a.m, was up at 6. Right. And by the way, that thing's a whole year, but it's a minute and a half on ESPN for hundreds of athletes. Well, you answer my next question halfway anyway, which is, are you going, or you mentioned, you know, since Exos, you're training a bunch of people. So is everybody going? If you're training an athlete, do you go with them, or is someone on the other side?
We'll train. So we have five facilities. And so we'll train at all five of our major facilities. We call them institutes. So we usually try to send every speed coach goes. So we want there to be a familiar face. Again, right. This is unfamiliar territory for these athletes. They're in a hotel ballroom with people they don't know, with a roommate, which blows my mind. They just get put with a random roommate.
They room them up randomly?
randomly, not even position based. So you're with some dude you don't even know, which is, I mean, like, what if the guy sleeps, right? Like, what if the guy in the room has, right? What if he watches TV really late and you're trying to get a good night rest and he's FaceTiming his girlfriend? You never know. So we make sure that we send all of our speed coaches out there, and we try to send one PT from each facility. Just again, so there's familiar faces, familiar hands. We'll send, you know, we have 40 guys that, you know, are at the event. So whatever PT is there, obviously we're all familiar with all of our athletes in our facility. And so our PTs are caught up on, you know, all the injuries, all the things that we have been working on. So let's say I'm not going, but I've really been driving home ankle stability and ankle range of motion. All those notes go with whatever PT from our facility is going. So they're prepared.
That's cool. Yeah, I was going to say, like, this is not the time to change or try something new, I'm guessing, ever.
Nothing new gets implemented in that last week leading up to it. And especially there, we don't change anything. Yeah.
And I was going to say, like, since you're like, let's say you have an athlete, but you're not going this time. Somebody else from Exos is going. You guys are using the same language, right?
Yes.
What does that mean? If that athlete's confused,
right?
You want them to know exactly what you're talking about.
Right. And our goal is to make them as comfortable as possible, especially in that situation. So what we do and what most places do, we set up a suite. We've got our music blaring, right? Similar style. We've got similar equipment. Got all the same soft tissue stuff, all the same products, all the same everything, so that they can get there. You've been listening to, you know, these coaches talk, and you've been using this foam roller and these soft tissue guns and these, even as simple as, right, we'll use rock tapes, rock blades. We have a partnership with them. So, right, even as simple as using that, or using the same cups, or using the same soft tissue trigger point ball. You know, down to the most minuscule thing, the same hydration fluid that we're using, just right. So they're comfortable. They get into that mindset of, okay, this is home. Like, I know what to expect here. I know what's going on here. It's a huge component of it.
Yeah. You know, I'm just going to shock you here, Jamie. I've never been invited to the NFL Combine. I know that never really surprises you. But this, you know, and this just goes along with the sport that I compete in now, which is triathlon, which is, you don't try anything new. Hey, I'm glad that you got something in your gift bag when you signed in for the race and there's got some new hydration product. I'm going to save that for next week on training, test it out. I'm going to see if I like it or not. I've seen people do it. They've worn the race shirt in a marathon before. Like, oh, I got a free shirt yesterday.
I'm right.
Like,
you're
not training in the same, you're not racing in the same shirt, the type of material you're training in.
Right.
No people will do it, but I'm guessing, and now I'm learning a lot about how can you bring in comfortability to an area that is a week long and not comfortable. This baffles me about the thing, man.
It's crazy, right? Yeah. And so, I mean, you got to think, they show up and they're not in, right? They're not in their clothes because they get their own gear when they get there. They're all numbered. So like a shirt that says wide receiver 27. It's all alphabetical order. Right. You're not in your comfy shoes. I mean, you get shoes, you're allowed to use them, but right, you're not in your normal stuff. So everything just feels out of the element. And so again, right, we talk about the psychosocial aspect of the athlete and the competitive mental edge. And we hear all the time athletes that have this same routine before every game. Everybody knows Michael Jordan wore his, you know, UNC shorts under his Bulls uniform, right? So anything they can do to have that familiarity is huge.
Wow. So they're not having so much. You're not even like, well, you're focused on like, what edge can I give? But you're saying like, what ground can I not lose just based on uncomfortability?
Yes. 100%.
Wow. That's crazy. All right. Anything else from the combine that people, it would blow their mind? I mean, we're getting into some things that I'm just like, I can't believe you get a random roommate. I would hate that.
Yeah.
Could you imagine going to CSM and being like, thanks for coming. I know you're going to learn for 3 days or 4 days. By the way, you're rooming with someone random.
Right. This is Steve from X University.
Great. Good luck with you guys. And anyway, he loves death metal and staying up until 3 a.m.
But
be comfortable and learn a lot. No,
enjoy it.
Anything else about the combine that we didn't dig into?
I would say the only huge thing is that, again, I think I alluded to in the beginning. So it's a week long event, but the athletes are there for way more than what we see them there for.
Right.
So they get there for a day early. They have a full day of medicals, and that's the worst part. So they're, I mean, every injury they have, they go into a room and they get about, I don't know, five doctors. So let's say you tore your ACL. Everybody knows everything about ACL rehab. It's the coveted, famous, famous thing. Let's say you have tore an ACL and they want to check the status of your Lachman test. Five different doctors will do a Lachman test on you. They'll put you into an MRI machine. They're going to test your integrity of your ACL, right? How does it look? Down to the science of, because the teams all get this information, right? You like sign like a huge HIPAA form. Yes, I'm willing to give it all up.
Right.
Down to the smallest thing of the angle of your tunnel that the ACL was placed, right? Wow. The teams want to know all of that information. So think you're in this random room with all these random doctors and everyone's pulling and prodding. Oh, you had a shoulder injury? Let's see how stable this thing is. Oh, now six doctors will check it. And every team has their guys and they want their squad to make sure that we check this out. And that's before anything happens. That's day one.
Yeah, I mean, you're being treated like a big old piece of meat. I mean, I get why, right? You're an investment. I want to know how it, answer this question for me. What's he like psychologically? Wonderlick. What's he had an injury? Is that going to come up and bite me? Because I'm going to use a draft pick on you in the first round or a third round. So, wow. Yeah.
And we forget, right? There's millions of highlights. Well, there's millions of dollars.
Millions of dollars. Yeah.
Like first round draft pick, we're talking about anywhere from 35 million guaranteed to 9 million guaranteed, but right, like we're talking about guaranteed money. So they want to know every single thing that's going on in your body, every injury history, because why take you in the first if we can push you off into the second and now we're saving millions of dollars, which again, we got to remember it's still a business transaction. There's business that's going on here. So they want to know every single thing about you.
Yeah. I mean, it's still famous. I think I just saw it when he got traded to Tampa Bay, but it was like Tom Brady's like picture standing in his boxer shorts, you know, and they're doing like the body composition shot. Yeah. I'll be honest, man. Tom Brady did not look like an elite athlete, right?
At all.
But I mean, I guess that's why they do that, like the Wonderlic, and like, what is this person going to become in a year? Where we're going to put him?
And the Wonderlic is all, as crazy as it is, it's all like reasoning. Right? Like if you're in this situation, like what are you going to choose?
Right.
So it's not like 1 + 1 = X. They're all like reasoning exams, right? Like IQ tests, and they want to see how you reason. And, you know, the thought process is it's 4th and 1, right? The game is on the line. What are we going to do here? How are you going to reason? Are you going to crumble under pressure? Are you going to get nervous? Do you have the ability to read a defense and see, oh yeah, you know, by logic, X, Y, and Z is what I see, so I can differentiate. Or are you just, I have natural talent. I don't know how to do this, right? The crazy thing, we all just found out Patrick Mahomes 2 years ago didn't know how to read a defense.
Yeah.
So, right? So all of that stuff goes into play, and they want to know every single thing about you.
That's crazy. All right, so you got your way into working in this situation with Exos, which is I feel like we should have another conversation with some people from Exos, just like, cause it's different. But if someone wanted to say, hey, listen, I would like to do this as well. How did you get into it? And then how would you guide, you know, a young PT who goes, yes, everything you're saying so far, I want to do. That's me. Right. That's me. I want to do that. What would you suggest? How does someone get involved working with athletes, prepping them for the combine?
Yeah. So, I mean, the biggest thing, right, for my path, I had an opportunity to do my last clinical rotation with Exos. So I was privileged enough to be able to experience what Exos was all about and learn the environment, the atmosphere, and the methodology right while I was actually still in PT school. So that is an awesome opportunity and an awesome experience. What I tell people, I have students, I'm a CI, so I have students all the time. Don't be uncomfortable making random connections. So always be able to go talk to somebody. We see it at CSM all the time. You never know who's next to you. So just being able to ask these cell phone things with Instagram, you know, Instagram was not a thing when I was in PT school. And so I tell people all the time, slide into someone's DMs, comment on their posts. They will notice if you comment, make those connections, have people help you. And I think that's how, in today's day and age, that's the, I don't want to say the fastest way, but right, find the people that you want to learn from and learn from them. Otherwise, big companies, right? So Exos is not the only company. I mean, 300 people go to the NFL Combine.
Wow.
Might not be as vast, right? But 300 athletes go. So if 100 of them train at Exos, 200 of them are training somewhere else.
Right.
So not everybody does it on as large of a scale, but it's still done. And there's tons of places all over the country that do really performance style PT and work with those elite level athletes. So being able to locate in your region, who is that place or that provider? What is that clinic that does those things? And so again, for me, I was working in regular outpatient orthopedics for 2 years, trying to make connections and meet people before I had the opportunity to come make the transition over and work with Exos. So it's not, you know, all sunshine and unicorns, and it just happens overnight, right? It takes tons of time, as we know.
Overnight successes, man, have a lot of overnights.
Yes. Like,
and yeah, I understand you might not have heard of this person, this band, this athlete. I didn't hear of him yesterday, and today I did. Must be an overnight success.
Yeah.
That person was busting their ass for a long time. Now, you mentioned sliding into someone's DMs. Instagram wasn't something, and then all of a sudden it was. It was an overnight success. That's just a different way. Because, I mean, so my degree in journalism and communications from undergrad, that's a different way to facilitate a conversation. So maybe you are financially or time or geographically not able to attend CSM, but you really dig what this person's world is. And you're like, hey, if you ask an honest question, listen, Jamie, this world infatuates me. I'm captivated by it. What's one or two things I can do? And you're like, hey, that's kind of cool. Because Jamie, you were that guy a couple of years ago who was like, hey, that's my world. How do I get into that?
Yeah.
Making that connection is a big, big first step. Now, don't do it. I would say this, and Gary V, right? Gary Vaynerchuk is big. Don't do it disingenuously, because people will read. Right. People will read that. All right, hey man, what can I get out of you?
Right. His whole
thing: jab, 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 right hook, right. What can I do? Can I come intern for you? I'll wash water bottles. I'll clean towels. Like, that is a give. It's like, I'm willing to work for this thing that I value, which is your knowledge. So I don't want to discount like slide into DMs, but I also don't want people just being like, I'm going to copy paste anything is what I'm trying to do. But don't shy away from doing it.
Right. And the other thing I learned, right, and I learned this early on in my career, it's how I made a lot of connections that I have in the field now, is being respectful of people's time and understanding, right? So for me, one of the biggest things early on was I was like, I want to get into pro sports. I want to work with elite level athletes. Well, how am I going to do that? So finding people and saying like, hey man, what do you charge an hour? Like, I'd love an hour of your time. And I know that's not free, right? So if I want to get you on the phone for an hour, how many people are going to ask who we could pick? Brett Bartholomew, right? Great coach, incredible speaker, so knowledgeable, such a great educator, right? I just want to ask him a question. Well, he probably doesn't have time to just answer random questions, right? But being able to find people and say, hey, how much is an hour of your time? I'd love to pay you $100, you know, just to be able to talk to you on the phone. I think, again, being respectful, it's what you said, just not copying and pasting. We know when things are disingenuous. And again, a lot of people were PTs, right? PTs will say, nah, don't pay me. You know, it's fine. Let's get on the phone. Let's talk.
Right.
But it seems way more genuine when those situations happen.
My white whale, right, to use Moby Dick language, was Jay Dashari. He's a triathlete, performance physical therapist.
Yeah. And
I was literally using this method. I was like sending him DMs. I was commenting like crazy. And I was like, hey man, love to get you on the show. And I was getting crickets. And I was like, man, I'm pretty good at this, right? I mean, like, I landed the Foo Fighters. I interviewed.
Yeah.
Why am I striking out? And I mentioned this in my interview with Jay Dashari when I finally got him on the show. I go, Jay, I couldn't figure it out. He goes, oh, I don't run my own social media. Honestly, like, I have an account and I barely check it. I was like, I thought it was me. And he goes, no, I just don't do it. But listen, making that connection, like buying someone lunch is fantastic. Like, can you imagine that? Like, listen, I respect your time enough. You got to eat. I got to eat. If we eat together and I ask you three questions, I'll have gained a lot. Also asking people questions, which I'm going to ask you in a minute, Jamie, like, hey, Brett Bartholomew. Let's stick with that analogy. Hey, Brett Bartholomew. I know you got a million. I don't need a big paragraph. What's something I can read? What's something you think that you would recommend? I've read all your books, first of all. Dive into that person's knowledge.
Who's someone else I could reach out? Who's someone you respect? Like,
yeah,
that's a lot. That says like, hey, I'm with one answer, I'm willing to learn a ton from you. And that can go a long way. And as we mentioned before this interview started, PT is a big world, but it's really small.
It's very small.
Super small. And that makes it fun, I think, when you go to CSM and you see new people and the people you've hung around with. I don't know. Be excited too.
Yeah, and it's a small world, and again, the more, as you know, as we say, the more specific you start to get into it within the field, it gets even smaller. So outpatient orthopedics, huge, right? I mean, that's biggest over 50%, right?
Biggest.
But now we're talking about elite level athletes, right? We're talking about the sports section, you know, the special interest group. Then we're talking about, you know, NFL athletes. Now we're talking about this big of a group of people that really, and everyone knows everyone. And you end up meeting right at CSM. Oh, hey, you worked here. You know, so-and-so, the same thing we were doing beforehand.
Before we hit record. Oh my gosh. You know, this person. Yeah.
It just happens. And so, yeah, it's a very small world, and everyone knows everyone. It's a good thing, but it could also be a bad thing.
I'll tell you this. Now, I worked in radio, and radio was attached to music, right? And the higher people got, the more this they did. And for the podcast, I'm adjusting my tie. And it's like, I don't have time for you. And I'll tell you this. Two different, there's a lot of money in radio and in records, and there's a lot of money in performance, but a lot, you know, and a lot of respect and prestige and performance in physical therapy in general. Physical therapists, you get someone who's the president of the sports section, president of the orthos, you get Walt Jenkins, right? He could say, I'm the president of the sports section. I don't have time for you. In PT, it doesn't happen as much. I can't say it never. Right. It doesn't. So it's a great industry where the leaders are super open to like, what's your number? I'll call you. Do it. I'm telling you to do it. I'm talking to you, the person listening right now.
Whoever you are.
If you're thinking about it like, I don't want to look bad or step out. What's the worst they could say? Well, they could just ignore you like Jay Deshari did, but
they
didn't
ghost you.
Just do it. Just reach out.
Well, you got to remember, at the base of everything that we do, right, especially in this profession, we are helpers in nature. We went into this field to help people. We want to help. I've never had somebody reach out to me and been like, screw this guy. Screw this girl. I don't want to answer them. I'm going to do everything that I can to help. It's just it's in our blood.
Yeah. Just be real in that communication. Like, I know, like, especially now, right, like everything's digital and it's like, people ruminate over like, well, how am I going to make this pitch? And I'm like, I don't know. Pretend right now I'm that girl. Who do you want to talk to? You want to talk to you want to talk to Lynn's, you want to talk to the ACL research, Lynn Snyder Mackler, right? You want to talk to her. What do you want to say? You want to get her attention? Like, she's busy. What would you say if I were her?
Yeah.
I respect what you're doing. Great. Start there. I respect what you're doing. I'd love to know this exact question. Can you help me? Where should I go for more information? I don't know, Lynn. She'd probably answer you or just be like, listen, I don't have time, but here's a couple of resources I would mention.
Yeah. Check this out.
Make that connection and do that. So, anything else we didn't touch? I'm still stuck on the roommate thing, dude. That's so
nuts.
Like, $1 million athletes are like, hey bro, meet this dude for a week and maybe hopefully he doesn't snore.
Yeah. And right. And you're in a random hotel. It's freezing cold.
Right.
And more importantly, again, not knocking the NFL combine, anything that, you know, they're not giving them gourmet meals.
Right.
You know, it's like a boxed tuna fish sandwich, a boxed turkey sandwich.
I've seen the Instagram post from the bubble in the NBA, and I was like, you $1 million athlete eating like Fritos? And no knock on Fritos, they're great. But like,
Fritos are awesome, yeah.
But dude, really? Like the day before a game, that's what you're fueling up on?
Yeah, it's all like, you know, convention food, right? When you have that guest lecture in PT school and you look in the back, what's that food that's sitting back there? The cans lined up and those little cookie packets and it's not healthy food. No. They're not giving them, they're just giving them the best, most mass produced ability food that they can get.
So are athletes bringing their own? They BYO?
The NFL Combine prepares and provides all of their food. It's just probably not good, and they probably
Could you bring your own, right? I mean, you could if you're like, hey man, I eat this for breakfast.
Theoretically, yeah.
Yeah.
Good. But there's donuts everywhere. Like, it's just
they have gravity. They just draw me in.
And so I tell people all the time, I'm like, look, it's a think of it as a test. Just don't eat the donut. You get on the airplane. When you get back into the airport, eat as many donuts as you want. Right? Just don't do it. Think, Toby, oh my gosh.
Toby's saying, not at Ohio State. Yeah, we got that. We got the Theraball coming up. We mentioned that at the top of the show, Toby. We'll be seeing you soon, Saturday, 7 o'clock Eastern. All right, you ready to do I'll hit the button here. We're going to do we'll do three questions. You ready for three questions?
I'm ready.
All right, three questions brought to you by our friends from Arias Medical Staffing, leaders in travel physical therapy. Letting your PT license be a license, right? When you were 16 and you got a driver's license, you're like, I can go anywhere. That's what your PT license can be. And it can be setting. It can be geographic location. That's what a license will allow you to do. So leaders in travel PT, the website is AURUSmedical.com. They've got positions in all 50 states and DC. If you're like, hey, mountains, that's where I want to go. Like, why be anywhere else doing the thing you want to do? Like, why? You earned it. If you're like, hey, setting, like, oh, I'm going to stick in outpatient orthopedics, but my heart's in pediatrics. Like, dude, why? Like, don't do that. And I always tell people too, like, travel PT, it's a great way to hack a city. Like, you went from New York to Dallas, right? So if you're like, all right, well, maybe I'll check it out and I'll just do a weekend there. But what if you did like a 3-month rotation there, like really got to know Dallas for 3 months? Cause anything looks good on a weekend, right? This place is great. But like, what's it really like? So use travel PT as a test drive because they got short-term and long-term placements. So AURUSmedical.com. Check them out. All right. So Jamie, first question is a where question. You're in Dallas now, you're from New York. But if you could go, hey, 3 months, you can go anywhere you want to go. Where would you head?
I'd probably go to Hawaii. I love the beach.
Yeah.
It's a great place. It's expensive, but just a different culture there, a different lifestyle. So man, I would definitely check Hawaii out in the continental U.S. Of course.
It is. It's still the U.S., although it feels like a different country. But it's
and I can take my PT license there.
Heck yeah. You got to take that there. But people all the time are like, they don't even look. They're just like, oh, there's probably not positions there. There are frequently.
Tons of positions, yeah.
Alaska, Hawaii, Colorado, like California. Like people are like, well, I probably won't even look. Look. Go to the website and just look. I mean, what's the worst that could happen? You burn 15 minutes. Second question is a what question. What's something you've watched, listened to, or read, a book, movie, podcast, that you'd be like, hey, the audience should pay attention to this. This will give you value.
The Go-Giver.
What is that?
A story about a personal business idea. I have it right here. I just finished it. It's a New York Times bestseller for everybody who's seeing it. The Go-Giver. It's an awesome book by Joe Berg and John David Mann. It's just about kind of the business idea and how to make things applicable to every single human. So I love these self-help books.
Yeah,
they're going to help me get better. That's just finished it. Fantastic book, The Go-Giver.
And I like the fact that you hold it up. Not a terribly thick book. I like being able to hit a book hard for like a week and be like, done.
That's it.
But I learned a lot.
110 pages.
I love book. Keep talking dirty. I love 110 pages.
Like easy
that.
Read.
I love that. Last question, three questions, a who question. Who's someone the audience should know more about?
Oh, I would say if you're not already checking them out, I already said it, Brett Bartholomew. Amazing coach, amazing person. But the ideas and principles, like we said, a book, he has a great book, just opens your eyes to what the idea is of coaching and his style, his brand, The Art of Coaching, I think is huge. It's something as PTs, I think we miss. It's real easy to prescribe exercises. It's even harder to know how to coach them appropriately and how to change that person to person. So if you're not, I highly recommend Brett.
He puts out good content. Brett Bartholomew, look him up. That is three questions. Last thing we do on the show, we are literally just finishing our drinks, which is good timing, is the parting. Parting shot brought to you by our friends from the Academy of Orthopedic Physical Therapy. Find them online at orthopt.org. We mentioned this last show, which a lot of people, especially during COVID, right, distancing, are picking up sports. Like you couldn't find a bike anywhere where I was. Anyway. A lot of people are buying sneakers and just starting to run. And these are all great things. Applaud. Yes. But if you're a PT and you're like, hey, I'm going to see a lot more running injuries because that's what happens. And maybe I'm not that comfortable. A new course from the Academy of Orthopedic PT is the Running Athlete. Tissue Tolerance is a nice, good micro course. And then also our friends from Owens Recovery Science, Johnny Owens, they have a course too on BFR, like several monograph sets. So like several chapters on BFR. Do you use BFR?
I do.
It's a big, I mean, Johnny talks about it all the time. It's just an
unbelievable course, unbelievable tool.
Yeah, it's big. So check out, he's got a course again at orthopt.org from the Academy of Orthopedic Physical Therapy. So Jamie, no pressure here. Like the combine, you're standing on the line at the 40-yard dash. Parting shot, the last thing you want to leave with the audience. What's the thought, the sentiment, the emotion? What do you want to leave?
Biggest thing, don't be afraid to ask questions. If you're interested in learning more and learning from people, I think that's who we are, right? We're physical therapists. Don't be afraid to ask for more information. Reach out to people, find your own mentors and find people who you wish to learn from and learn from them and take their advice and utilize their advice. And from a clinical side, don't neglect the basics, right? I think when I talked about the NFL combine and what it takes to prepare, right? They're basic concepts and ideas, ranges of motion, stabilization, owning movement, active versus passive range of motion. So don't neglect those things. They're extremely important, right? Even down to ankle dorsiflexion. Such simple things that I think we oftentimes get really caught up in all the really fanciness and standing on balance activities and making things really hard. And a lot of times you just got to get back to the basics and be really good at the basics.
Yeah. I love your parting shot, man, which is basics and people, right?
Yeah.
And the thing I would add to people is it's very easy, especially when you go through, I mean, there were some kids in my class who went through from kindergarten to PT school. They literally went to straight through. And you're used to having a network, right? If you go to school from when you're 5 to when you're 22, you're like, well, there's always a network. I always have a professor to ask. There's always someone down the hall. There's always someone in front of the class. And when you graduate, all of a sudden it's like, there's no one around. You've got to build that. There's a little effort in that, right? But that just means, hey, who do I want to associate myself with? What network can I build for myself? Build that. It will, whatever effort you put in, it will reap rewards times 10. So you're good
100%.
There. Jamie, would love to have you back on. Would love to have you back on as we lead. So you said that the combine was in March.
Yeah.
Let's have you, like, when would be a good time to have you back on? Like, talk about, like, just, I don't know, different stuff about this. We'll have a couple people that work with Exos.
Yeah, we can definitely pump it either right before the combine or right after. So
let's do a breakdown because you guys are busy. I don't want you guys frying, like, you know, let's do right after. I want to see how that went.
Middle to end of March is perfect timing.
I love that. Jamie, appreciate your time and your expertise. Thank you for jumping on the show, man. I learned a lot of crazy stuff about the combine that I had no idea.
Yeah, of course. And thank you so much for having me. Like I said earlier, I've been listening to your podcast since I was getting out of PT school. So since you were first starting out. So
warms the cockles of my heart. I love that. Jamie Moore, appreciate you coming by, man.
Of course. Thank you so much.
Love the PT Pinecast?
Yes. Yes.
Support the show by telling a friend or by leaving a review on iTunes or Google Play.
All right. Show today brought to you by the Brooks Institute of Higher Learning, an innovator in providing advanced post-professional education. Brooks IHL offering continuing education courses in numerous specialty areas, 6 PT residency programs, an OMPT fellowship, as well as challenging but rewarding internships. The IHL specializes in the translation of information from evidence to patient management. Learn what they can do for you to support your professional development at brooksihl.org.
Our home on the internet.
ptpintcast.com.
Created by Build PT. Build PT provides marketing services specifically for private practice PTs.
From website development and hosting.
Providing content marketing solutions
for PT clinics across the country.
See what Build PT can do for you today
at buildpt.com.
The PT Pinecast is a product of PT Pinecast LLC.
It's poured fresh by me,
physical therapist, Jimmy McKay.
Ingredients are sourced by our chief connections officer,
Sky Donovan from Marymount University.
And it's brewed fresh by producer and physical therapist,
Juliet Dassinger.
And by producer and creator, second-year PT student,
Bridget Nolan from Sacred Heart University.
PT Pintcast is a podcast that saves physical therapists from missing out on amazing insight, remarkable ideas, and motivational stories.
Make sure to follow us online
at PT Pintcast and
subscribe on iTunes, Spotify, or Google Podcasts.
I absolutely love
you. I love you, love you, love you.
It's awesome.
Thanks so much for listening. And if you found value in the show, all we ask
is that you tell a friend.
This has been another pour from the PT Pinecast. The PT Pinecast is intended for educational purposes only. No clinical decision-making should be based solely on one source. While care is taken to ensure accuracy, factual errors can be present. More on the show at ptpinecast.com.